Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water. From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
It's the podcast sometimes with extra bits.
Yes.
We're going to do an extra bit this morning.
Yes, we are.
It has a tail.
It has a human tail.
Yeah.
We're playing a game on the show at the moment called Master and Apprentice.
Yes, this. What you doing?
Master.
Snatch the pebble from my hand.
And
you accomplish anything.
Apprentice.
And that involves having a master, effectively, and an apprentice in a basic trivia quiz.
Mm.
And normally we like to use Melbourne people on the show because we're a Melbourne show.
Yeah.
But today we had a couple of blokes register from Adelaide through our Instagram site.
They were so keen. And I had to break their hearts and say, look, I'm sorry, the questions are about Melbourne. And,
yes.
And the T's and C's won't allow us to let you play this morning.
But
we love T's and C's.
They were so keen that we've decided to do an extra bit in the podcast and play Master and Apprentice with our two friends from Adelaide. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Twitch.
Oh, guys, kids, Laurentino, Ross, Roy, see me on the pots and pans. Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity. You made it. Is that Ray or Twitch?
This is Ray.
Ray.
Rich, you there?
Yeah, I wonder who the apprentice is.
Well, that's. I was just about to ask that question, Twitch. Which one of you is the apprentice?
They're both fired.
Who do you reckon? I'm up and about.
I think it's Ray.
Good call there, Shiggs. Good call.
You two blokes are firemen, so I guess it's. Do you have. I mean, you have ranks in the fire brigade, don't you?
Yeah, he is the station officer, and I am just a measly fourth class.
Ah, fourth class.
And I reckon I don't ever think we'll advance in that rank.
360 feedback for Ray Live. Your career is stalling, Ray, according to Twitch.
Well, Twitch has taught me everything from how to get as much overtime as possible and how to get as much sleep during shift.
So, well done. You've got to learn all the tricks. Here we go, gentlemen.
He's got a bit to learn, the young fella.
I'm sure he does. I have no doubt.
Some blokes have got ability and some blokes have got attitude, and he's got neither.
Your phone line is awful, Twitch, but I'm going to push on.
Standing next to each
I think
other.
You're in the same room, aren't you?
Are you in the same room?
In the car, same.
Same car.
Same car.
Who said no then?
Ray.
Ray's lying. He goes, no. Yeah. Well, hang on. Twitch just told us you're in the same car.
Yeah.
He didn't learn that from me.
No. He learned that from his own parents. Yeah. All right, let's start. We've skewed the questions towards South Australia to make it easier
nice,
for you.
Oh, nice.
We've got Ray and Twitch. Twitch is our master and Ray is our apprentice. Here we go, gents.
Name's your buzzer.
Name is your buzzer. Thank you, Will. Question one. What is the southern stand at the Adelaide Oval called?
Twitch.
Yes, Twitch.
The Bradman stand.
That is not the answer I have got, although I do know that that stand is down that way.
Ray.
Yes, Ray.
Let's go for the Mark Rusciuto stand.
I have the Riverbank stand as my general agreement that that's correct.
Matt got nervous.
Our producer Matt was nervous. He thought he'd got the wrong stand at the wrong end of the ground.
I'm not totally familiar with South Australia.
They knocked the Bradman stand over. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, new stand. Question two, gents. Ray v. Twitch, Master v. Apprentice. Absolute Sky and Grey Goose are all brands of what type of alcohol?
Ray.
Yes, Ray.
Vodka.
You're on the board, Ray.
Captain.
The fourth officer. Stepping up for a point, Twitch.
Yeah, nice work.
Yeah.
Thanks, Twitch.
They're in the same car.
he thinks.
Not according to Ray.
No.
Number three, what does WWW stand for in a website?
I'll go Twitch, Ross.
Yes.
World Wide Web.
A point for you, Twitch. One each.
Twitch, God. He let me have that. Yeah. One out of three. Keep going, guys. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Here we go. Question four.
Calm down, Boomer.
Calm down, Boomer. What street is the South Australian State Parliament on?
Twitch House.
Yes, Twitch.
North Terrace.
Absolutely correct, Twitch.
In the lead.
For the win.
This is for the win, Twitch, to stay in at Ray. For the win, Twitch.
Are you backing me, Loz?
I'm Loz, backing you, Ray. Come on.
Oh, thanks, Loz.
Which technology company makes the Galaxy mobile phones?
Ray.
Yes, Ray.
We're going to lock in Samsung.
Oh, we're going to a tiebreaker.
Two apiece.
Oh, this is... I'm that excited.
It's a tiebreaker. Oh, this is a great question to finish with too. Tiebreaker.
Yeah. Go.
Receiving.
Who was the last premiership captain of the Adelaide Crows?
Twitch.
Yes, Twitch.
Mark Bickley.
Whoa! Twitch.
There you go, guys. I'm getting out this car.
Well done. Lovely to meet you both.
Oh, my God.
All right, get in touch with us anytime you like. Through Insta at Marty Shergold Show. Here it is from Triple M.
Marty Shergold, now on Triple M.
Bit of a wet and slippery start for your Tuesday morning today.
I know.
Next couple of days, very wintry.
It was persisting down.
It sure is.
How are you this morning, Troy?
Good, Marty. How
Looking
are you?
Looking stunning as
oh,
always.
Oh, I'm trying. As are you.
Magical from you today. Matt's disappointed me earlier today already.
Oh, no.
What's that?
No.
Yes, I remember. How could I forget?
It's just his turn today, Troy.
Listening to an alternate radio station on the way in. I mean, that's no way to prep for a show.
It's a monitor.
He's
it's a market
news.
Monitor.
Just
keeping across what the
He's
other people
are.
I always listen.
You went on at that time.
No, I always listen to Luke Boner on the way in.
So do I.
Religiously.
Like I usually do.
Oh, okay.
In my mind, I'm listening to him now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good point, Luke.
How are you, Loz?
I have a really painful ulcer in my mouth.
Oh, no. I can show you a trick with that
later. Will just made me put Vegemite on it, and boy, did that hurt.
It does.
How was the salt? Has it improved it?
Yeah, it actually has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It gauzes it.
It gauzes it?
Yeah.
Gauzes it?
Gauzes?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Morning, Alex.
Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
DC, you got a mic yet?
Oh,
no.
Geez.
Beautiful fingers, though.
Extension lead there.
In 24 hours.
Well, yeah, more fool me for thinking a microphone could be put in a room at a radio station.
We're in lockdown. We're the only ones here. None of us know how to do it. Unless you've got something, you know.
No, I don't know how to do it. I just want it done. What do we got? Oh, this is fun. Detroit Rock City by Kiss. The request and the drop the needle on it's come in from Janie in Kilcunda.
Good on you, Janie.
Off their 76 album.
Yeah.
Destroyer.
Let's play it. And let's do
Top 6.
Totally missed it.
Did you?
Yeah, because I was thinking about letting people know if they want to drop the needle on their own track, they just go to triplem.com.
Yeah, we'll play it.
We'll play it.
First song of the show.
Get involved in the music.
Every morning we do that.
Top 6 at 6 in other news is just headlines.
Yeah.
Snapshots of what might be ahead for us throughout the day.
Mm.
Coming in at number 1 today in the top 6 at 6, senior Victorian government sources say Melbourne finally set for lockdown reprieve on Friday.
Oh, wow. That is good news.
11:59. Thursday night. They love a bit of 11:59,
yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Number 2, Taylor Harris reportedly finds new AFLW home after contract saga. What's that about, Will?
She will play for Melbourne in the next AFLW season, her third club.
Her third club. Where was the club where the famous photo was taken?
Carlton. Which is her current club.
Fantastic photo. One of the great images of women's sport. Number 3, this was fun when I discovered this was happening. Hollywood superstar Colin Farrell spotted running the Brisbane Marathon.
I didn't even know he was here in the country.
And he did it in 3 hours 53.
Good on him.
40, what did we say he was? 45.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's banging along for a 45-year-old. Number four, royal expert claims Queen will be desperately unhappy at Harry and Meghan naming their daughter Lilibet and using Philip's very private nickname for her. They're saying it's demeaning after they were so rude.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought.
I agree
you
with
might.
The Queen.
Yes. I think that's a good strategy in life,
yeah.
Particularly if you're in the court.
Yeah, exactly.
Number five, there were no judges, but boxing pundits agree Floyd Mayweather lost. What?
I'm trying to get my head around that. I assume it's something to do with his dignity.
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's got 130 million.
Yeah, I know. I'll lose my dignity for 130 every day of the week.
He definitely won the fight.
Yeah, I didn't see much of it. I did see him land a couple of solid shots on old mate. Number six in the top six at six this morning. Krispy Kreme is set to launch blue and maroon.
Is that what it's called when you get stuck on an island?
You're maroon.
Yeah, you're maroon.
Yes. Yes. With Tom Hanks.
Maroon. Style. Gee, that's it's a hard word to look at and say. Yeah.
Is it spelled correctly there on
yes.
the shirt?
It is? Okay.
Gee, they turned on you, mate.
Maroon is a tricky word.
Maroon. It should be M-A-R-O-N-E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maroon.
That's just the English language, mate.
Thanks, mate.
It's doing what it does.
They're making donuts.
I wake up with
Marty. Oh, we are going to try this a little bit earlier this morning than we normally would.
Catching them off guard.
Yeah.
Trying to give it away.
That's right. We're trying to give away the Marty Shegold loungewear, the slides and the robe.
Wonderful stuff. Yeah. A little bit earlier today, see how we go.
Yeah.
You pick up the phone within four rings and say, I wake up with Marty, and you've got the loungewear as we continue to build the man cave. It's not going as well as you would have liked. Well, we haven't given anything away, Troy, since
we went into lockdown.
Monday.
Of last week, I think.
Yeah, Monday
well, I
week
think people
ago.
Are sleeping yeah, in, right. You know, working from home.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't deserve the loungewear then, if
there's
they're not going to answer.
A lot of people getting up later.
Yeah, there are.
And I would too, if I was working from home.
Of course.
You don't have to drive.
You don't have to worry about
so
the commute.
There's 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Straight off the bat.
Maybe we should try this a little later on in the show tomorrow.
Do you even have a shower?
Some people don't. Not during lockdown.
Will.
Well, I don't in the morning.
No, which I can't believe.
I just don't understand
that. How do
you
not believe it?
Well, only because I wouldn't wake up.
No. And I'd like to get that area clean.
I'm going to defend Will here. I've stopped showering in the morning.
Good
oh,
Lord.
Stinky.
No, do you know why? Because I shower right before I go to bed.
Oh, yeah, but then you're rolling around in all that dead skin and stuff.
Why? I'm showering before I go to bed.
Yes. No, but then you roll around in all that dead skin.
What Eight dead hours. Skin?
I've... That's in your bed.
But she has scrubbed herself before she went to
We've
bed.
We've just washed.
We've just washed. Therefore, I'm getting into bed with a clean body.
This means
and
nothing
then I generally
Jamie.
Have an afternoon shower, and then I shower again before bed
go.
Again.
Mm. She's very clean.
Matt's tapping his
anyway,
watch.
Anyway, all right, call
what do you mean? What do you mean by tapping your watch?
We don't have time for this, do we?
Yeah, we've always got time to talk about people
time.
Showering.
We've run out of time for the back page.
That's the whole show. Well, I think
right,
you both stink.
Can we go in the podcast then?
All right, we're calling Jamie from Bell Post Hill. I think I've written that correctly.
It's in Geelong.
Yeah, okay.
What part of the world's that?
That's nice.
Troy?
It's to the southwest of where we are.
Three.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, Jamie, it's Marty Shegold from the Marty Shegold Show. You're supposed to say I wake up with Marty.
Sorry, guys.
No.
That was I registered ages ago for that one.
I know. We saw
it.
That. That's why we thought we'd give you a chance.
Sorry, guys.
How you feeling, buddy?
Yeah, sad now.
Yeah. Don't be too sad. Are you in lockdown?
What's that, sorry?
Are you in lockdown?
No, I'm in Geelong, so we've got a little bit of freedom, still fairly locked down.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
You could have got the loungewear, but you're not getting it now, buddy.
No worries.
See you, Jamie.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
He seemed heartbroken.
Marty Shegold, now on Triple M. The Marty Shegold Show.
Something to celebrate on Friday. Hopefully we are coming out of lockdown.
Wouldn't
Friday.
That be wonderful?
Great. Plus we'll also be spinning the roulette veal.
The veal.
Yeah.
Thanks to Tasman Butchers.
Yes, don't settle for the other stuff. Eat better meat with Tasman Butchers. They are the meat specialists. Chance to win $250 worth of Tasman Butchers.
Yeah, or meats. You can gamble it on the roulette veal.
Yeah,
you and can go red or black and make it $500 worth of meat.
And wouldn't that be a great thing to celebrate coming out of lockdown?
My God.
Barbecue. Details, we need them from you at martyshegoldshow.com.au for the roulette veal. Will spin on Friday.
Donald Trump appears to have worn his pants backwards yesterday.
One, two, three. Take me out to the ball game.
It's taken the world by storm because sure he's just that big an idiot. You could imagine him wearing his pants backwards.
It's a hard thing to do.
It's a really hard thing. Criss Cross wore their pants backwards. Oh. Do you remember Criss Cross?
No.
Two young guys. And for some reason, they just wore their jeans backwards.
As a fashion thing.
Yeah. Bring up a photo of them. Have you never seen Criss Cross wear their jeans backwards?
Trumpy's taken inspiration from Criss Cross.
I'm familiar with Criss Cross, but the jeans thing.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Wearing them backwards.
See them there?
It was a thing.
It was a thing. Yeah.
So you had to do it up behind your back.
Yeah, yeah. And they've got their hands in their back pockets.
How old are they?
They were kids.
Yeah.
I wonder what Criss Cross are doing now.
That's funny.
It is pretty funny. So Trump, he's given a speech over the weekend as part of the North Carolina Republican Party convention. And then people were absolutely convinced that he was wearing his pants backwards.
Fake news.
Fake news. Public theorists, aren't we all, aired the possibility that Trump had some sort of accident that made the front of his pants unrepresentable. I think they're suggesting he might have weed himself. It looks like he's also wearing a nappy.
He's got something going
There's
on there.
There's some giant bulge, and it's not penile.
No.
It's padded.
Fat.
Well, like a life vest or something in there.
It's like a nappy.
Yes.
It's like a Depends kind
Fake
of thing.
Fake news.
Fake news. you know the Depends kinds of things I'm talking about, Will.
Yeah.
The adult nappies that you wear when you do when you do the pinch.
Yeah.
Or the rub and the tuck.
Or is he wearing a box?
A protector.
Playing cricket, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
It looks like he's got a pillow shoved down.
It does. It's the strangest look ever. And the pants are so creased. This is the other thing I don't... They're the worst pair of pants I've ever seen in other news. They're like a bell-bottom pair of suit pants.
Yeah.
Ill-fitting is...
All of his suits are ill-fitting.
Is the kindest way to describe them. But all the creases across the top of his thigh... Why has he got so many?
No,
it's more than what you would get if you were just sitting in a pair of pants.
But a good pair of suit pants shouldn't crease like that.
Not
in
like
that area.
Well, the other thing is there's no seam on the front of the pants,
no.
Which is making people no creased seam, which is making them think they're the back of his pants. He's wearing his pants backwards.
Yeah. Have you ever done that by mistake?
No,
worn your pants.
Pants
not
backwards. Pants.
I do it with my shirt all the time.
I've done
jumpers.
It with tracky dacks.
Oh, yeah, but that's fine.
But not a pair of pants.
Pants you have to do up and put a belt on.
I know. Yeah. When you've got your pants on backwards, when you're reaching around behind yourself to do your fly up.
Let's do this. Stop what you're doing.
Master.
Snatch the pebble from my hand.
And.
You accomplish anything.
Apprentice.
Our new game. Master and Apprentice.
Pretty basic stuff. First to three, best of five. Trivia questions, mainly about Melbourne, because that's where we live,
and it's
a beautiful city.
Yeah.
We've got Nick and Joe this morning. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm wonderful, Nick. I believe you're the master.
That is correct.
And
I've forgotten more about roof plumbing than Joe will ever learn.
Oh, what a great start. Oh,
roof plumbers.
Shots fired early. Joe, is that a fact?
That is probably a fact, yeah.
Yes. And what's Nick like to work for, Joe?
I hardly ever see the bloke, actually.
He sends you out everywhere and then does he give you a ring and see how you're going?
Yeah, that's it. Gives me all the shit jobs.
Well, that's life, Joe. How old are you?
21, mate.
21. Ah, to be 21 again and make all those mistakes. What about you, Nick? How old are you?
30.
Oh, God, you're so young. Is it your business, Nick?
It is, yes, it is.
Well done, mate. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, thanks.
First of three, best of five, Nick v. Joe, Master v. Apprentice. Yesterday we had the roofies, Travis and Josh, and I'd be lying if I said that they...
No,
hit
they
it
were,
out
they
of the
brickies.
These are brickies, yeah.
I'd be lying if I said they hit it out of the park. In fact, it gave us an indication into what bricklayers might really be like, fellas.
I didn't know where Eastland was.
No. Anyway, let's push on with Nick and Joe. Your name is your buzzer.
And we're playing for Uber Eats vouchers.
And bragging rights.
Yeah, bragging rights as well.
Do not lose this, Nick.
No.
Question one. Name is your buzzer. Southern Cross Station is on which street?
Guys.
Oh God.
You know you know the biggest the big yes, Nick.
Nick?
I don't actually know. No.
the big station.
How do you not know where Southern Cross Station
is? It used to be the name of the station.
Yeah.
Joe.
Spencer Street.
Yes, Joe. One for Joe. I mean, Nick, are you serious?
Mate, I'm in Furniture Gully. I'm not in the bloody Big Smoke.
Well, mate, you don't have to be in the Big Smoke to know where the biggest train station in the city is. I'm not angry, Nick. I'm just making a point. Question two. This is broader. It's outside of Melbourne. Who was the US president immediately before Barack Obama?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
George W. Bush.
Bang. Yes. They're on the board. One
point
each.
Apiece.
Well done, Nick. Who loved Spencer Street Station before it was renamed. Number three, one each. A tram safety ad campaign compared the weight of a tram to 30 of which...
Nick.
Yes, Nick?
Rhinos.
Boom! Yes. Two to Nick. This is for the win, Nick. Josh, this is to stay in it.
Joe.
God, what is wrong with me? Names, jobs. Here we go, Nick and Joe. Master and apprentice. For the win, Nick. What is the square root of 64?
Joe.
Yes.
Eight. Joe. Well done.
There we go.
2 points apiece.
Two apiece.
For the win.
The decider.
Good,
good guy.
He can do three finger sums in his head.
Oh, really?
Yes.
One of those
That's
blokes.
It, yeah.
Got a bit of Rain Man about him, has he, Nick?
Just a touch.
We're all slightly touched. You know what we do need as I'm thinking about this
What's
game?
That?
A tiebreaker sting.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Just to build the drama.
All right. Can we make one on the
run
here?
Even a drone for the tiebreaker question.
DC's fingers are moving.
Fingers are moving like magic. I don't think you'll get it across in time.
It comes around. In the
for the
meantime,
win, Nick and Joe.
Oh, hang on.
He has got it across.
Oh,
the drone.
Great.
Good fingers from you, DC.
Yeah,
beautiful fingers. Some of the best fingers. I'd love to get to know them better, those fingers. Nick and Joe for the win. Two each. Bragging rights on site and $100 worth of burgers. Name one of the previous names of Marvel Stadium.
Nick.
It was Nick.
It was Nick.
Telstra Dome.
Got it. Got it for the win, Nick. Gets up.
Very good by Joe.
Well done, Joe.
You've done much today, then.
Well done, Nick. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you. What's on the back
page? Da-da-da. And we're doing this for KO. Sport lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. If you're new to KO, start your 14-day free trial. Will.
Troy.
What do you got for us?
Bit of a late back pay.
It is.
Prime time back pay.
You're moving into Broadway. Nothing worse than being off Broadway, as we all know.
Don't want to be there.
You do not.
Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather, the fight of the century yesterday.
The fight of the century.
I managed to catch most of it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as bad as I think people are giving it credit for.
It's just unfortunate, you know, when you don't have judges. It's an exhibition fight. It's pay-per-view. It's an absolute cash grab.
Yeah, it was gimmicky. I'll give it that. But
He came in wearing a Pokemon card?
He had a $200,000 Charizard around his neck.
Charizard, is that one of the...
It's like the GOAT Pokemon. It's the one that
Is it? People... Greatest of all time.
Yeah, it's the one that people like.
Would that be the most expensive Pokemon card you could buy?
I imagine it is.
Jeez.
Yes.
This kid made all his money.
A 26-year-old internet star, a lot of YouTube success, and a lot of kids that watch his content, his vlogs.
Did you see how he was, what's the word I'm looking for, like making his dreams come true?
Yeah, we actually have a grab of him post-match.
I do have it here.
I don't want anyone to tell me anything is impossible ever again. The fact that I'm in here with one of the greatest boxers of all time proves that the odds can be beat. I'm the maverick. I go right when they go left. I'm the unorthodox one. I'm the independent one. And everyone has it in them. And everyone can beat the odds and do great things in life. And I want everyone to know that. That's the message I'm here to say.
Shut up. Oh, I'll turn him off.
He started on Vine.
Yeah, right. And he used to stand in front of his mirror and say to himself, affirmation, that's the word.
Manifesting.
Yes. And he'd say, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be the biggest talent in the world. And he'd do that every morning and every night in the mirror.
Right.
He's one of those blokes.
Very incredible.
Right. No, of course he's not.
The Logan Paul story.
So exhausting.
He lasted.
So it's like guys who have a whiteboard with a 5-year vision. Off.
That's okay to be aspirational.
You can have goals, Marty.
Oh, no. That's when you get hurt.
So he lasted 8 rounds.
Remove goals from your life is my advice.
And you don't reach them. That's when you get hurt.
How could you be let down then?
Yeah.
You know, you're only letting yourself down by aiming too high.
Aim low.
Yeah, dream low and see how big it can end.
Yeah. He lasted 8 rounds against arguably the greatest fighter of all time. So well done, Logan Paul.
Oh, he's done really well not to get his head punched off his shoulders.
That was a choice by Mayweather.
Some AFL bon mots. Carlton has ordered an immediate independent review of its football operations. A very disappointing loss to West Coast up in Sydney on the weekend. Mm. And it means that there's a commission to review. There was a commission to review later in the season that's been moved forward given their poor form. Mm. And it could decide the future of David Teague. So he took over midway of 2019. And the results haven't been quite as they had hoped at the Carlton board level.
Yes, it'll be interesting to see if he survives. They're saying the most scary thing of all time that you can say about a coach is that he's got their full support. So I would imagine that his time is running out.
The AFL expects to have a relatively small crowd capacity, potentially 20,000 cap, for the weekend after next, our COVID news gets as good as it sounds like it's getting.
Okay, well, that's good news. At least 20,000 people can get along.
It's disappointing when you consider we had 80-odd thousand at Anzac Day and all of a sudden we're straight back to square one.
Well, and the big freeze round. Let's just all push and still contribute to that.
Yep.
For all of those people that have had that condition, it's awful, awful.
And I'm sure it'll get a lot of fanfare this weekend. Of course, the Melbourne Collingwood game will be played at the SCG. There was a hope that it could get shifted to Adelaide Oval, given their support of footy. Mm. But the South Australian government has been a bit difficult. We see Geelong have to do the same restrictions that Collingwood did. So they're going to have a FIFO game against Port Adelaide. Mm. They expect to get one of five conclusions, including Patrick Dangerfield, Mark Blixarves, Mitch Duncan.
Danger's back.
Cam Guthrie and Mark O'Connor.
Is that from the ankle?
From syndesmosis, yes.
Remember when I said he'd be out for a certain amount of time?
We should research.
Let's find out.
We'll find out how close
Dylan Allcott won the French.
He did. His third consecutive French Open title in the men's quad wheelchair singles event. It's a straight sets win for Dylan. His 13th Grand Slam title. Well done, mate.
Well done.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. Shigold Show, Triple M. It's Tony's little quiz, but a five for a white guy.
Sure is. Welcome to it, our Spotify guy.
Yes, I had lunch with me mate Tony. He goes, I think I've got an idea for your show. I said, hold that idea and come and meet the guys. We ended up on the QT rooftop bar having a couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
And Tony said, what about this for an idea? You pick a band.
Yep.
And then you guys decide what you think that band's most streamed song on Spotify is. And immediately it just made sense.
Yeah.
It came from that time that I called something a mega hit.
That's right.
The Offspring.
Yes.
We had a few chats.
It was.
Yeah.
Mega hit. And I didn't agree.
Original prankster.
Original prankster. Mega hit.
It is a mega hit. That's a big song.
It's not a mega hit.
Yeah.
Mega hits are things like
like this.
Thriller is a mega hit.
Oh, obviously.
Right? That's a mega hit.
Is it Michael Jackson's biggest song, though? That's the question.
Oh, bang. Saving.
And that's the game.
Yeah.
And we've got Tim from Officer on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Wonderful. What's your music? You're our lifeline. What's your music knowledge like?
It's okay.
Okay.
That's all right. That's good.
Glad we got you then, Tim.
Yep.
We're going to give you a lifetime supply of Spotify, Tim. There are some conditions around that, mainly that it will only be for 12 months.
That's all right.
All right, good luck. Here we go. Playing as a team. Maddie, you're scoring.
Yep.
I get the captain's call.
Yeah. All right, ready to go? First one?
Love this game.
Why are you yawning?
Because it's my ulcer. I don't know why, but it hurts.
But breathe some air over it.
I can't. It's you'll in feel front of my lower
you'll bottom
feel
teeth. Alive.
Okay.
Yeah, that's waking you up.
Ready to go now?
Here we go.
Ronan Keating.
Oh, I know.
Ronan Keating.
The one from Notting Hill.
Yes. No.
No, skip.
Skip that one. All right.
Let's go through them.
That one.
Oh, it's got to be this
it's one.
Life is a roller coaster.
No.
Oh, that's pretty big.
I'm just putting some
I know you are, but
titles
that's not
out there. But this...
Oh, that was big too.
That was big.
Not as big as the one from Notting Hill. Weddings, people
Let me see what Tim thinks. Tim, what do you think?
Maybe When You Say Nothing at All.
See? Yeah.
When you say nothing at all.
That's what we're thinking of.
My stream Spotify, so
we're locking that in.
Locking that one in. When You Say Nothing is correct.
Oh,
yes.
Of course.
262 million streams on Spotify. This.
Lovely.
Wow. There you go. Well done.
Plucky Irishman.
Yeah.
Spends a lot of time here, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He married
us. Too.
Yeah, I think he did marry an Aussie.
Yeah, he was on like X Factor or something for years.
Yeah, he was. He's got a lot of kids too.
Mm. All right, you got that one. Let's move on to Meatloaf. Meatloaf, which is
tough.
The most streamed Meatloaf song?
I reckon it's going to be
Bat Out of Hell.
Nah.
Do you think? No, I think it's going to be Now I Can't Get When You Say Nothing at All out of
Love
my head.
Love by the Dashboard
Light. No.
But I won't do that.
Yeah, I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that.
I reckon that's
this one.
This one here.
That one.
The one that he did
grand
the
final
grand final. Yeah. It made an absolute mess of it.
Awful.
I don't have that.
They should have asked for their money back. Tim, what do you think?
I'd do anything for love would be my bet.
Yeah.
All right. You're locking that in?
We'll lock it in.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
It feels too easy this week.
It does.
All right, two from two.
We've been very good lately.
Yeah. Just generally. Right. I've been a very good boy.
I'm flagging it early.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, neither would I.
I'm flagging it early, but I'm getting a 9-inch vibe from Tim.
what do you mean?
Hang on, what's going on, Tim?
No, are you
cheating, Tim?
Cheating.
Are you cheating,
he's
Tim?
Getting full titles.
No, I'm driving. I've pulled over.
Okay,
good.
Sounds like
you said pulled over, Tim.
Yeah. Well,
let's trust him. I think he sounds trustworthy.
Well,
much more than Will.
Plenty of people have said that and been disappointed by other people.
That's true.
Well,
it's a Spotify game here. Savage Garden next.
Truly Madly Deeply.
That one.
What about the animal song?
That'd have to be up there.
Oh, yeah.
The animal Chicken Cherry Cola. Is that Chicken Cherry Cola?
This would have Crash and Burn, maybe.
But that's a good song.
Good song. What's the one to the moon and back?
Yeah, that one there.
Oh, surely it's not
is
that.
The animal song Chicken Cherry Cola? Like a Chicken Cherry Cola.
Yeah, oh, what about I Want You? This was massive.
Oh!
I think it's Truly Madly Deeply Comfortably.
I think it's the animal song.
I think it's the animal song. What do you think, Tim?
This is bringing back bad 90 vibes. I'll go with Will.
Well, that's interesting.
After I accused you of being Lance Armstrong.
Yeah. What are you saying it is?
Truly Madly Deeply.
Truly Madly Deeply.
Tim hasn't been wrong yet.
Okay, that is it.
Yes!
So that's three from three.
We haven't done that
before. Well done,
Tim. You've got a lifetime supply of Spotify that lasts for 12 months.
Awesome.
Well done, buddy. Thank you for playing.
T's and C's apply.
Absolutely.
5 seconds. Stand by two. It's all just a little
bit of history. On this day.
Welcome to June 8th.
June 8th. What
today.
A wonderful day. What a beautiful city we live in. How lucky we are. Today is World Oceans Day.
What a song.
Good on you, Billy.
This was huge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Danny DeVito in the film clip.
Yes.
1824, washing machine patented by Noah Cushing of Quebec. There I was, sitting on the top of the world in a coin laundry. A little bit of Lisa Mitchell.
Lisa Mitchell, yeah.
She was an idol too, I think.
Yeah, she was an idol girl.
Mm.
1949, Siam changes name to Thailand. 1949.
Siam?
You never hear it called Siam anymore.
No.
Ever.
It's not called that.
No, it's called Thailand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes there's a lag.
Yes.
But 1949 removes that lag.
That's right.
It was so long ago. 1968, Sam Kekovich debuts for North Melbourne.
There's nothing worse than being un-Australian. I should know. I've been Australian all my life. And I'm sickened by the creeping tide of un-Australianism eroding our great traditions. Like our custom of eating lamb on Australia Day. Look at our national song, Waltzing Matilda. It's about a bloke trying to get a nice bit of lamb into his tucker bag. Not spicy chicken wings.
All right.
The safer boy.
Not spicy chicken wings.
No.
Good stuff from Sam. 1984, homosexuality is declared legal in the state of New South Wales. Yeah, you heard me. 1984.
Wow.
That's, yeah.
Seems pretty recent, doesn't it?
Oh. Well, Tasmania is more recent than that.
It is too.
Who doesn't love a bit of Kylie?
Yeah.
7:25.
Jumping about.
2003, Peter Garrett is made a member of the Order of Australia. Great track. Birthdays, turning 44 today, Kanye West. I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Ah, that's what they do with that. They just go broke.
They just repeat. Get down, girl, go
ahead, get down. Gold digger.
Bonnie Tyler is turning 70 today. Bonnie Tyler's turning 70. God almighty.
Party. Hold on, that'll be.
Oh, Bonnie.
That's on this day for June the 8th.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
It's the Dumps Academy. We are welcoming Anastasia Palaszczuk into the Dunce Academy.
Queensland Premier.
Long overdue.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's been one of the hardest borders closures for us over the longest period of time.
Right from the start.
Right from the start.
She saved the footy season last year.
Well, did
well
she?
Done.
Or did we, or did we just go
yeah, didn't
there
she?
And play footy?
they let us.
Oh, don't be a Queenslander now, mate. No, that is not what this bit's about.
it's where he was born.
It's really sad.
He's a Queenslander at heart.
I've never voted for her. I've never been up there.
Well, you don't have to, you know, bring politics. you're not having a great break here, mate. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has been criticised for a tone-deaf tweet about getting her COVID-19 vaccination at a time when we're in another lockdown.
Yeah, that's right.
She tweeted, "Today I got the Pfizer vaccine in the event I need to travel to Tokyo for the Olympics."
Yeah, that's what she said.
"I may have to go to Tokyo to present on behalf of the state and sign all of the Olympic agreements."
Oh, okay. It's important work.
Some of the comments included, "Oh, you're going to Tokyo. How nice for you. I mean, many of us haven't seen our families in years, but hey, we can't all be very important people doing very important things. Have such a fun time."
Why would she need to go to Tokyo? Yeah. Wouldn't that be the Prime Minister if he's got to sign off on things?
Well, why? Yeah, I don't know why she has to go to Tokyo. Although they have made a bid, or have they won the bid?
Brisbane are expected to win 2032. Yeah. They're the favourites of the IOC at the moment.
She'd be going over there
for that.
You know.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Smells of a junket, though, doesn't it?
It stinks of a junket.
It's a pandemic.
Whole career stinks of a junket.
You'd sign the documents on email. You don't have to go.
Yeah, I know.
E-sign.
You have a Zoom meeting. Like, you have a Zoom meeting with whoever's in charge.
Done.
And just give it a bit of, "Well done, Tokyo. You guys have been great."
I signed my whole recent lease online. I didn't ever have to go to the agent.
That's right.
Surely it's the same for the Olympics.
I would imagine it's very similar.
That's what it is.
She's in.
We are here thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite hot water. Tell you what, you're going to need that today.
Oh, yeah.
13 degrees and showers over the next couple of days if you are getting the winter chills. Make sure You get the very best in hot water. Install a ream.
Absolutely. Get a professional to do it. We've discussed this.
Absolutely. And there's a massive range too, including six-star energy efficiency models plus warranties of 10 years and now even up to 12 years.
Thank you.
On the most advanced ream water heaters.
I'd be running a big hot bath today.
Absolutely. Thanks to ream.
Having your beverage of choice.
Mm-hmm. Which would be what?
For today, I'd probably have a red wine.
Yes.
In the bath.
Perfect.
Really sweat it out.
Get in touch with Ream. Install a Ream, Australia's favourite today.
Yeah, absolutely. No smoking in the bath, obviously. Not that anyone smokes anymore. Grant Danyuk, I mean, you just never know what you're going to get with Grant from day to day, and that's why he's so wonderful.
Mm.
Gold Logie winner, I should add. He was the shortest man in weather for a while, but he's since retired.
Oh, right. I was going to say there's someone shorter.
Him and Steve Jacobs were really almost a double
That's
act.
That's right,
there.
Yes.
Almost a comedy double act, almost Duff and Rove style for the old fans of 90s comedy at the Esplanade Hotel, which is really no one.
Sound of crickets.
What a double act they were, if they're listening. Grant claims to have seen a UFO.
Ooh. Oh, excuse me.
Excuse Troy and I. We had a goat curry last night.
I win.
From the south-southwest.
Horizontal high winds.
Damaging winds.
What is this song?
It's from Close Encounters.
Oh, Spielberg movie.
You say you love movies, Will, but you haven't seen it.
Maybe this one. You prefer this one?
You know in The Simpsons where Homer builds the potato mountain?
Mountain, yeah.
That's what's from that movie. Yeah. Close Encounters. They do.
Mm. Grant Denyer claims to have seen a UFO while driving his car through Narre Warren in southeast Melbourne when he was age 19. Appearing on Seven's Spotlight on Sunday. Is this a new one for Seven?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Matt?
I'm not aware of it. Spotlight on Sunday? I feel like this is new content.
Yeah, they've been doing these just kind of specials, yeah. It's sort of new. It's kind of to go up against Channel 9's Under Investigation with Liz Hayes.
Right.
The Port Arthur one, I think, was a spotlight.
Right.
Right, okay.
Grant told, we've got a grab of him here, talking to Ross Coulthart.
Let's have a listen.
It was real. What I saw was real. There were about five lights, and when one left the group and joined the others, they hovered there for probably another, I don't know, 10 seconds, and then they just both groups just went whoom together and just disappeared.
Not headlights on the hill coming across.
It could have been anything, but no, let's stay on track. When he was questioned by Ross whether they were satellites and not a UFO, Grant stressed that it was definitely not satellites. I repeat, not satellites. Grant kept the sighting a secret for a while because you considered a bit of a wank. Oh, sorry.
What?
I misread that. Whack. Whack job. However, he's now done a full 180. This is what I love about Grant, DC. Classic Grant. Saying he doesn't care what people think. He knows what he saw.
Well, if you've seen them, you've seen them. So,
well, that's what we're asking you. 1-3-3-5-3. Have you ever seen a UFO? Have you had a close encounter?
I'd love to have. I've not. I'd love to see one, though.
Mm.
Have you seen one?
No.
No.
Not that I can remember.
Anybody else?
I haven't.
No.
It's frightening, I think, if we are seeing them, because why are they coming here? What do they want from us, you know?
They want our brains.
Exactly. They want our planet and they want our brains.
Uber Eats.
Yeah. Maybe they gave us COVID.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Dan's on the line in Clifton Springs. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, morning all.
Have you seen a UFO, Dan?
Well, I don't know if it was a UFO. It was definitely something unidentified in the sky.
I love it.
That's what a UFO is.
Talk me through it, Dan.
Exactly right.
Well, yeah, there was a few of us. We were just heading out for the night. We were just leaving house, going into town. Just before we got in the car, we looked in the sky, and there was about six or seven orange lights all floating in different directions. So we sat there watching them for about 10 minutes.
Really?
One of them sort of there looked like it sort of came down to the ground over in the direction of Anarchy.
Anarchy Gorge. I used to bushwalk through there.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's where the UFOs like to land. No, that's and yeah, we sat there.
Where I'm bushwalking, Dad.
They're looking for Marty.
Have you been probed, Marty?
I reckon I've been probed.
Yeah.
That would explain a lot.
Unrelated to the UFOs.
yard mucking around, Dan, having a bit of fun.
Well, that's interesting, Dan. Unexplained orange lights.
Yes.
Wow.
They're out there.
Frank, in Roeville, have you seen a UFO?
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful, Frank. Tell us your story.
Okay, so I've actually seen two. Mm-hmm. So the first one was at, again, in the southeast suburbs, corner of Stud Road and Ferntree Gully Road.
Yes.
I was at the lights there, and there was a guy walking across the pedestrian pass there, and he was looking up. Mm-hmm. So I stuck my head out, and sure enough, there was an object floating with coloured lights underneath, making no sound.
Wow.
We then pulled over, and another car had stopped, and he had binoculars.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't make out the shape of it, but you could see the colour lights moving very slow, but no sound.
Wow.
And then the second one was actually in my backyard in Roeville. There was a white light coming towards me, very, very bright, which I thought was a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And it got brighter and brighter, but again, no sound. It then stops, and it was like a reverse effect of a falling star. It actually shot up with a trail behind and just disappeared. So,
jeez.
Yeah, so,
I mean,
yeah.
Unbelievable that you've seen two.
Yeah, I've been ripped off.
Yeah, one of them does feel a bit convenient if it was in your backyard, Frank. I'm not going to lie.
It wasn't just a torch next
seems
door.
A bit too close to home.
The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.
A lot of people around Melbourne struggling through lockdown.
Absolutely.
Financially.
Your old mate, Troy Ellis.
No, that's
what?
Me.
That's Troy.
Your old mate, Troy. And I stared you in the eye when I said
it. You did.
Your old mate, Matt Tilley.
Yes.
Is involved with Food Bank Victoria.
Yeah.
And today in Yarraville on Somerville Road, between 3 and 7 p.m., anyone who's lost their employment or income and needs food is welcome to roll through there.
Yeah.
It's a contactless pickup point.
Yeah, you get a hamper.
You get hampers filled with all of the essential items that you need, cereals, pastas, all of that sort of stuff. They're not accepting food or volunteers at the moment. It's worth saying that. And if you want to find out more, www.foodbank.org.au.
.au.
What did you hear the neighbours doing is the question we're asking now.
Everybody needs good neighbours.
What did you hear Mrs. Mangle doing?
Yes. A pregnant woman's taken to Reddit to vent about her neighbour after she made noise complaints about her vomiting. Morning. The woman revealed she'd had bad morning sickness, which is apparently a nightmare.
Yeah.
Throughout her pregnancy, and she was throwing up a few times every day, which is awful. She also explained she lives in an apartment complex with very thin walls where neighbours can hear each other shower and even overhear conversations.
Oh, that's no good.
No, that is no good. My neighbour knocked on my door and said she could hear my loud puking all the time, and she has a gag reflex when she hears people throwing up.
Oh,
it's all about her, isn't it?
So embarrassed if people could hear me doing that stuff.
Oh, I know. I know.
I just want to hide.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to think people can hear you vomiting. She said she's almost thrown up after hearing me, and she asked if I would run water, play music, and turn on my bathroom fan before I puke. Oh, what, all those things in that order? Before I have a quick spew?
Just get all that lined up first. Hold it in.
Quick, I've got to run the water. I've got to play the music. I've got to turn on the fan. Now I can
vomit.
No, oh, thank God. So busy. The woman didn't tell her neighbour she was throwing up because of her pregnancy because she's still in her first trimester. Okay.
Mm.
All right, the rest of that is just going to take ages, and I'm imagining repeat the top part.
She threatened to tell management.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely addition from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you hear the neighbours doing is what we're asking.
Oh, this poor woman's been thrown under the bus by the neighbour even though she's battling morning sickness and puking several times a day. Puking. Is that an American word?
Yeah.
I don't like
pretty much.
That.
We would say vomiting.
Vomiting, spewing.
Throwing up.
Bringing up your ring.
Chundering.
Hurling.
Bringing up your ring.
You've never heard that?
No.
I nearly brought my ring up.
You're supposed to close your rings, not bring them up.
It's not a thing.
That's a thing.
That's something you say.
Doesn't everyone say that?
No.
God, I was spewing so hard I nearly brought my ring up.
I've not heard that.
I'm putting it in a sentence
for
you.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I understand.
Let's draw a diagram.
Those are how the words in a row would sound.
If use that's... it in a sentence.
Spell ring. Use it in a sentence. Oh, I was thrown up so hard I nearly bought me ringer. Correct.
Oh.
Your neighbour, you had your neighbours doing something.
We had a guy that lived above us at my last place, and I could always hear him weeing and
oh, really?
In the toilet. It would like it's like something how the plumbing...
Weeing's quite common if you live in an apartment.
Always I would hear it, and it'd be hungover on a Sunday and I could just hear this guy. And it never occurred to me that we had people that lived under us. And one day me and Natalie spilled wine over our balcony and we had to run downstairs and say, I'm really sorry, we just put red wine onto your balcony.
That's right.
Oh. And we opened the door and she's like, where do you live? And we said, above you. She goes, oh, I can hear you guys using the bathroom
all the time.
We were like, why would you say that to us? Yes. We have people upstairs. We understand how it works.
You don't have to point out.
Yeah.
Were you doing more stuff than you should have been in the bathroom?
No, it was just wees. We don't do anything else.
No, you've never done a poo.
Never.
Not that I'm aware
ever.
Of.
Ever.
Never.
Apparently,
girls don't poo, I know.
To spew up your ring is a thing.
I told you it's a thing. What's it say?
I don't know if I should read it.
No, read it.
It's on Urban Dictionary.
Okay. There's never been a problem with that.
Tread carefully.
To vomit so violently that one's...
ring?
...nearly comes out of one's own mouth.
Wow.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
June the 8th today.
June the 8th. Today is World Oceans Day.
What is that, a celebration of our wonderful oceans?
Yes, I'm assuming so.
Billy and Frank.
Frank Ocean,
of course. Frank Ocean.
Are they related?
No.
Fact check it later.
Yeah, they might be.
They could be.
Could be.
Some reason why they wouldn't be.
Frank Ocean.
I don't think that Frank Ocean is his actual... Oh, wow, it is.
Oh. There you go.
Never mind.
Rather than. Might be his nephew. Could be Billy's nephew.
Yeah, totally. I'm going to go on record as saying that Frank and Billy are related.
Yeah. There you go.
They're not related. No.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
1917, Walt Disney graduates from Benton High School. Oh, Sunday nights.
Yeah.
If only my family hadn't been there. Would have been a wonderful night.
Yeah.
Picture that castle.
Yep.
Such a great bit of music, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. 1928. Charles Kingsford Smith completes the first trans-Pacific flight from the United States to Australia. I'm still learning.
Did he fly non-stop? No, I don't think he did fly non-stop.
No. He would have had to land about 87 times, I would have thought. This is Shepard learning to fly. No doubt one of yours, is it?
They know, buddy. Don't worry.
Mm.
1942, Bing Crosby records Silent Night.
Silent Night.
I mean, this is absolute Christmas Day stuff, isn't it?
Holy. What year was this, did you say?
42.
42.
All is calm.
Just makes me want to have ham on toast.
That's every morning. Doesn't need to be Christmas Day.
1969, Rolling Stones co-founder Brian Jones leaves the band on this day. Less than a month later, he's found dead at his home. We should bring that up on the day.
Yes.
1990, it's Gary Shandling's show. Last airs on Fox.
This is the theme to Gary's show. The theme to Gary's show. Gary called me up and asked if I would write
Gary's show.
I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Gary's show?
That's fun.
That's good fun, isn't it? 1991, Bruce Springsteen married E Street Band member Spatty.
Lost just spattied out her coffee. And Makona.
Spatty. I was looking at her surname thinking, how am I going to say that? I was so...
I was okay with Patty.
Patty, what is wrong with your names today?
I'm
having a shocker. Well, what is wrong with whoever did the sheet? And in brackets after this, it says Hung Gary Gert.
What do yours, DC?
He's not interested.
He's busy. The only one who is.
2020 New York begins reopening after 100 days of lockdown.
Yeah. Oh.
It worked out well for them.
Yeah.
Reopening's been a real win for them.
Yes.
And Nancy Sinatra's turning 81. These boots are made for walking. Oh. And that's just what they'll do.
One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
Apparently there's less Karens in the world. Data has revealed that the name has plummeted in popularity, obviously because of all of the outbreaks of sort of middle-aged, white, entitled people that are now being referred to as Karens.
Well, we had the local one.
We had our Karen from Brighton.
Well, you get sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
Well, fair enough.
I've done all of Brighton.
I've done all of Brighton.
Brighton.
She ended up moving to Queensland, didn't she?
Yeah, she's back
Karen?
Now, though, I think.
Has she?
Yeah, I read that.
She bit the bullet.
Yeah.
She's come back.
Come back to do something back in Melbourne. Missed Melbourne.
Missed Melbourne.
As we all would, I reckon.
As you do, as you do. The name has decreased in popularity since it was the third most popular name for baby girls in 1965.
That's in the US.
I know.
Okay. But I was going to, it was number one in Australia.
All right. I'm getting through it.
Calm down.
Another Karen.
Calm down.
Are a bit of a Karen.
I'm a Karen. What's the male equivalent?
Will.
Gary.
Gary Beers.
That's the question we're asking. What do you think the next name for a Karen will be?
Yeah.
Well, male or female? We want to make that point.
Oh, absolutely.
Craig is always right up there for me.
A Craig.
A Craig.
Yeah, right.
It's my brother's okay. name. White entitlement.
Kyle.
Kyle.
Kyle, yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah. Ian.
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 Susan was one that came up earlier.
Susan, yeah.
Susan could be the next Karen.
Brittany is a young Karen, I think.
Is a very young Karen. Yeah.
Calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down. Here's the full top 10 from 1965 in Australia. Boys. Number 10, Anthony. Andrew, Stephen, Robert, Paul, John, Mark. Top 3, Peter, Michael and David.
Yeah, okay.
That was 1965.
Yep. We were saying they've aged better than the female ones.
They're all very biblical, though, which biblical names didn't go out for a long time.
Mm.
The female top 10 starting at 10, Joanne. I've never been a fan of Joanne. Joanne, Lisa, Julie, Leanne, Susan, Donna could be the next Karen.
Yeah. Mm.
Jennifer, top 3, 1965, girls' names, Michelle, Sharon, Karen.
There it is. What is the next Karen? Brad in Thomastown, what's your suggestion? What's the next Karen?
Morning, guys. I reckon it's Lisa.
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 Any particular reason, Brad?
I just never met one that wasn't up themselves and didn't love themselves.
I did not expect that. I mean, I just put it out there to see if maybe Brad had a theory. He certainly did. Strong theory. Absolutely anecdotal.
That's Brad's opinion.
That's entirely
entitled to his opinion.
Absolutely.
But it's just an opinion.
That's what we asked for. Thank you, Brad. Have a lovely day.
All right, Shannon in Doreen. Shannon?
Morning, team.
Morning, Shannon. What do you think?
I think Greta.
Greta.
Oh.
Now, I feel like I know why, but why do you think, Shannon?
Well, how dare you ask?
How dare you?
Yes. No, she's
added to the list.
She's certainly a very passionate young person.
At least she's giving it a go.
I think it's the environmentalist Karen.
You think full stop it's environmentalists?
Yeah, I think the environmentalists will be naming their daughters today Greta, and in 20 years' time, we'll have a whole bunch of them.
We'll have a whole bunch of Greta. Whole bunch of them. Bloody Gretas.
Good on you, Shannon.
That love the planet.
8:40.
How dare they?
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M.
you set to go now?
I am. I just had the chewiest music. What are you? Nut bar. That I've ever. I've never had that many nuts in my mouth.
That's a lie.
Honey salted almond.
Oh, in what way?
In what way is that a lie?
I don't know.
Funny bit of footage overnight of Hollywood A-lister Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Who people will remember from such films as Telephone Booth.
Phone Booth.
The Phone Booth. And other hits. What other films has he been in, Will?
He was in Alexander, which was a bit of a flop. Total Recall.
Total Recall?
The remake of the Arnie film.
Okay.
The Gentleman people have seen recently in Bruges.
Miami Vice.
Bruges. That might be his biggest.
I'm really excited for him to play the Penguin, though. He looks very scary in one of the upcoming Batman movies.
Well, he's out here filming something. I don't know what. He was in Brisbane on the weekend running the marathon. And the MC was asked, the MC's a bloke called Pat Carroll, and he was asked to just keep it on the lowdown when Colin finished the race. He doesn't want to kick up a fuss. He doesn't really want people to know that he's even here.
Wants
have
a
listen to how Pat took that feedback.
Colin Farrell is entering the home straight. Let's give it up for Colin Farrell.
Not very subtle at all.
Hollywood A-lister Colin Farrell in the Brisbane Marathon.
That's Colin Farrell.
Oh, yeah. Really kept it on the lowdown.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
Very soggy.
It's raining
outside
in South Melbourne.
Yeah. Your measure of sogginess,
Loz? I said, if you put a biscuit out on the ground, would it go soggy? And you said yes.
I don't understand
what biscuit.
I don't know. It just came to me. Like a
Mari biscuit.
Yeah, like Sayo. A cookie. Yeah, Sayo.
what's your favourite biscuit in other news?
My favourite biscuit.
Question without notice.
Yeah.
Oh, like of all the biscuits?
Of all the biscuits.
Like cookie biscuits?
Yeah, any biscuit.
What about a Tim Tam? Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love an Anzac.
An Anzac.
Oh, yeah.
A fresh Anzac biscuit out of the oven. Very hard to beat.
Chocolate Subway teddy cookie. Bear for me.
Mm. Oh, actually, I'm changing mine to a chocolate teddy bear.
Yeah. Gee, really winkers.
I love a digestive.
So do I.
Yeah, I think a digestive is my favourite.
I love a digestive.
What about a nice Vovo?
Yeah, a bit old school.
I love iced Vovo.
Dude, you love a nice Vovo?
Where did this become biscuit chat?
Well, I just make this a scene. Why not? To have a biscuit chat. I mean, every now and then you've got to have a biscuit chat.
I want some now.
I love biscuits.
Yeah.
Vovos?
Vovo.
Cup of coffee and a biscuit.
Mm. Yeah, let's do that after
we
the show.
Some office post biscuits.
We need office biscuits. Can you make a note of that, please?
We'll go
Matt?
Down and get some for after.
You get that sorted?
Going down there.
We're going to be having that soon. I'll give you the facts.
Double checked.
Oh, this is really, really.
All right, Loz, what do you got for us?
Yes. So we were talking about Colin Farrell being in the country.
Yes.
We were wondering what he was filming.
Yeah, what is he filming?
He's here to film the Ron Howard movie 13 Lives, which was based on the flooded Thailand cave in 2018.
Right. I have heard about this. Mm. Right.
Also with Viggo Mortensen and Joel Edgerton.
Oh, I love Joel Edgerton.
Mortensen?
Yeah, me too.
Mortensen.
Mortensen.
I've only ever heard Mortensen.
I've only ever heard Mortensen.
I've always said Mortensen.
Mortensen.
Oh, I don't know now.
Less Tensen if you've got it.
Mortensen, thanks.
Fact check yourself.
Anyway, Patrick Dangerfield is expected to be back this weekend.
Not confirmed.
Expected. And on the 22nd of April, you made a prediction about how long he would be out for.
Patrick Dangerfield, he is ruled out indefinitely by Geelong, going to undergo surgery. Which means he could be out for a significant amount of time, which is bad news for Geelong.
Are you prepared to have a guess?
No, I'm not prepared to have a guess. That's not my
role. I'll say 14 weeks.
Okay.
Because why wouldn't I? Yep. Everyone else in the AFL gets to just throw a number around and hope it lands in the right area.
Yep.
I'll say Paddy's out for 14.
14. Mm. It's been 7.
Yeah. Missed it by 7.
Yeah.
Halfway there. I was halfway. And he hasn't been named.
Yeah.
No. It could be 8.
That's right.
8 sounds better than 7
it does.
You're talking about 14 as the end point.
Yeah.
On this day in 1984, homosexuality is declared legal in the state of New South Wales.
Correct.
Marty, you said that Tasmania was even later than that.
Mm.
Yes, Tasmania legalised same-sex sexual activity in 1984. 97.
97.
Isn't that crazy?
Is absolutely ludicrous.
Federal government had to step in and be like, whoa.
Could you bring it on, guys, please?
Can you catch
up?
Can you bring it forward?
Wow.
And yesterday, we played the old video piracy ad during on this day.
Yeah. Have you ever bought or rented a videotape that wasn't quite right?
Oh, the big voiceover guy.
It may have been a pirate copy.
Great voice.
Marty, you wanted to know what microphone he uses.
Yes.
So Robbie got in touch with us.
Our old mate, Robbie.
No, different Robbie.
Mm.
Said, hi, Marty. You mentioned what microphone did the VHS privacy voiceover guy use.
Mm.
His name is Steve Britton.
That's right. I know. Yeah, I know of him.
And his claim to fame is he's a Channel 9 Wide World of Sports guy.
Right.
Steve only uses the Sennheiser MKH 416 shotgun microphone.
Is that right?
I know this because he worked at Triple M Sydney for 6 years as a commercial and audio producer. He loved the microphone so much, one time I caught him trying to steal Triple M Sennheiser MKH 416.
Let's hope that's true, because that's a serious allegation.
It totally is. A lot of detail.
Maybe you've got to get one of those microphones.
Yeah, the shotgun. They're the long, thin ones.
Yeah.
Mm.
You do all your breaks like that. Marty Shugel.
Sounds crisp.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Enjoy the day. We'll chat again tomorrow morning from 6.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shugel Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.